Do not adjust your MP3 player. There is nothing wrong. We have taken control.
Omega oil is good for rheumatism, so they declare. And olive oil is good upon a salad, also on the hair. Though we know that castor oil always cures the pain, banana oil is something new. So just let me explain. When he tells you, I adore you, that's banana oil. And she answers, I'll die for you, that's banana oil. He says, when I buy the stone, what a handsome ring you'll own. But the only ring she gets is on the telephone.
You're the first boy ever kissed me.
That's banana oil. And I wonder if you miss me. More banana oil. He says, I'll do right by Nell. Mother thinks that's simply swell. But Dad is wise and he knows right well. That's banana oil. Now, standard oil is always advertising. We know that's so. They claim their oil is far more popular than any kind we know. But there is still another oil, seen to rank supreme. It's what we call banana oil. I'll tell you what I mean. When a girl says, I'm just 20, that's banana oil. And if money Dad has plenty, that's banana oil. I wonder what's become of maids used to wear their hair in braids. When you took them dancing, ordered only lemonade.
Yes, my hair is naturally curly.
That's banana oil.
And I've got to be home early.
More banana oil. Who says girls hate new clothes to wear? Who says older men won't stare? And who says our moms don't bob their hair? That's banana oil.
Hello, this is Clyde J. Kale of Mystery Play Internet Radio, and welcome to this podcast. This series is what I call Banana Oil, just like the song states. We poke fun at life in general, politics, parody tunes, and some really old-time radio, silly adult theme shows.
More banana oil. Now here's one thing I'll tell you what. Big oil men I've met a lot. But the only oil those birds have got is just banana oil.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry, no ease, .com.
Hello, this is Clyde J. Kale of Mystery Play Internet Radio, and welcome back to another outstanding podcast. I'd like to say that today's podcast is sponsored by GoToMeeting.com.
Get out those old records, those old phonograph records, the ones we used to play so long ago. What if they sound scratchy? The tunes really were catchy, and especially those that said, I love you so. I used to beg you over and over just to set the wedding day. To get you courtable, I'd bring my portable and melt your heart away. With all those old records, those old phonograph records, the ones we used to play so long ago.
All the ones about records,
those old
all the ones about you,
the one we used to play so long ago.
On the old wind-up Victrola, Barney Google was great.
The tune,
all the songs about Katie,
and especially those that said I love you so.
Yuck-a-hula,
hickey-yula, beg you over and over, just to set the wedding day.
Meet me on the back porch,
I bring my portable, and melt your heart away with all those old.
They were wonderful letters.
Those old.
Play them over again.
The ones we used to play so long ago. The ones we used to play so long ago.
Hello, this is Clyde J. Kell, and you're listening to Banana Oil, Episode 12. It's a podcast of zany adult theme old-time radio tunes and a few modern tunes. What years ago they used to call them party record tunes. And just talking about adult life in general, that ever pursuit of love and passion and some of our anatomy issues. In fact, we're going to start this first segment out celebrating the part of the female anatomy, which is my favorite. Just listen to some of the lyrics of these old songs. Let's get started with a couple modern ones from the PodSafe Network, and then we'll throw in some really old tunes. It's proof that our grandparents and our great-grandparents thought of the same things.
Once a zygote, but then I grew some feet. I stomped around inside my mom till my body was complete. On the happy day that I was born, my lips placed on her breast. I thought I was in heaven. I've been a breast man ever since, and I'm a breast man. I like 'em big and small, oh, I'm a breast man. Yeah, I love 'em one and all, and I can tell you every freckle bosom in the frown, but the color of her eyes, I don't think I can recall. Well, I grew up and I went to school, but the women looked like girls. They had no chest, and at best, their breasts were the size of pearls. So I just looked at pictures of Playboy with much zeal. So my dad took me to Hooters, and I saw them things for real. I'm a breast man. Okay, I admit it, I'm a breast man. Yeah, I like more than a tidbit. They say more than a mouthful is just a freaking waste. But I say I ain't bashful, I like big ones in my face. Well, now one thing that puzzles me is the way those women dress. You think they'd want to cover up an anatomy so blessed. But they want you to notice them, cause they put them on display. But if you start to stare at them, they'll slap you in your face. I'm a breast man. Just like Adam saw Evo, I'm a breast man. Yeah, I like my face and cleavage. You know, some guys are bottom feeders. But I think they might be torn. I wonder where their lips were placed the day that they were born. I'm a breast man, and I ain't talking turkey. I'm a breast man. Yeah, I like I'm firm and perky, and I can tell you every freckle on her bosom in the bra. But the color of her eyes, I don't think I can recall.
And that was Alex Whitmore from the PodSafe Network. I'm a breast man, dedicated to all you fellows out there that think the same. And did I say my name? This is Clyde J. Kale with Mystery Play Internet Radio, and this is the first time using this software to create a podcast. So let's see how things go here. And I apologize if we have any technical glitches. Of course, I'll try to do as much editing afterwards as possible. But let's continue now. And let's dedicate this next song from Dietrich Flint, also from the PodSafe Network. And it's titled The Boob Fairy for all you ladies out there.
When I was in my teenage years, I did just what I should. I listened to my mother, and I was kind and sweet and good. And my friends and I did rituals, and I prayed with all my might that this would be the evening that she'd stop along her flight. Well, that was several years ago, and that chick's long overdue. And it's time I came to terms with something plainly clear to you. The Boob Fairy never came for me. No, the Boob Fairy never came for me. Okay, I'm spunky, and I'm cute, and I've got a great personality. The Boob Fairy never came for me. Well, we were the third house on a country drive. I thought, maybe she just got lost. So I hung my bra on the mailbox till the neighbors took it off. And all my friends got visits and expanded through the years. And left me wailing to the gods by training bras upstairs. Still I harbor hopes she'll come for me. I know she will. I'd get 'em done myself if she'd agree to foot the bill. The Boob Fairy never came for me. No, the Boob Fairy never came for me. Look, I wasn't wanting melon, just a cute curvaceous bee. But the Boob Fairy never came for me. This isn't a song about boobs. Not really. The boobs are just a set of metaphors to symbolize everyone's fear of human inadequacy. Hey, we've all felt the pain of being dissed by one fairy or another. So during the next refrain, I want you to join in with me with your own fairy that never paid a call. Maybe it's the height fairy or the butt nymph. Then maybe it's the pectoral or hair fairy. Or maybe some other fairy you just want to mumble about. Look, nobody's going to ask you to enunciate. And sisters, I don't want you feeling alienated right now because you happen to be full-figured. Just change the line to the Boob Fairy just wouldn't let me be, or the Boob Fairy became obsessed with me. Okay, here comes the refrain. Everybody, join in. The Boob Fairy never came for me. No, the Boob Fairy never came for me. Though the Hip Fairy came two times, and the Thigh Fairy came three. The Boob Fairy never came for me.
Loretta's a sweater girl now. Loretta's a better girl now. How does she steal away each fella's heart? She's got two outstanding reasons. She's cute and she's smart. Loretta, Loretta, what she does for a sweater. Loretta is a sweater girl now. Loretta is really a wow. Loretta is in there and how. A shepherd from Denver let out with a peep. The wool looks better on Loretta than it did on the sheep. A mountaineer who climbs just for danger and thrills said he'd rather do his climbing up in them thar hills. Loretta, Loretta, what she does for a sweater. Loretta is a sweater girl now. The fellas all like her too much. So she hollers, look, but don't touch. A guy at the circus who was selling balloons saw Loretta and decided that balloons were for goons. A bookie from Miami who stopped for a chat said that he'd like to grab a daily double like that. Loretta, Loretta, what she does for a sweater. Loretta is a sweater girl now. Loretta is really a hit. Though she stretches a point quite a bit. when she says that she could get much more than her share. But she says her sweater will not stand the wear and the tear. The fellas all whistle when she walks in the breeze. She's got an ice cream cone figure to scoop, if you please. Loretta, Loretta, what she does for a sweater. Loretta is a sweater girl now. A bombardier threw up his cap and said, put targets like those on my map. The Army Air Corps tried to make a three-point landing, but it was no good, cause she insisted on standing. Whenever she passes by, the Navy boys squeal. Then they lie awake at night and wonder, can it be real? She looked pretty in a midi, but did better in a sweater. So Loretta's a sweater girl. It pays to advertise, especially if a girl has got the merchandise. Since Loretta put on a sweater, she's the biggest thing in town.
Hello, this is Clyde J. Kale of Mystery Play Internet Radio, and let's take a break from today's show. I've got a very important message for you. You know, these days, whether you're in business or simply want to share something on a computer with your friends or family, email and voicemail sometimes just isn't enough. That's why you should try GoToMeeting, a web conferencing solution that will revolutionize how you communicate with your business associates, family, and friends. You know, I've tried this thing, folks, and it's just like you're in the same room. You can share your computer screen. You can pass keyboard and mouse control over to another member. You can even draw and highlight on the screen. And here's the wonderful thing, low flat fee pricing. It lets you meet as often as you want for as long as you need, instead of worrying about those minute-to-minute costs. Try it yourself free for 45 days. Just visit gotomeeting.com/podcast. Again, that's gotomeeting.com/podcast. You really got to give it a try today, all right?
The beach of Waikiki, there's a girl you ought to see. She's got plenty of just what it takes. Each Kanaka native boy throws away his fish and poi every time that sweet Leilani shakes. Those Kanaka beach boys may be tough, but that's the way she likes her men. She likes them big and rough. She's got the biggest Kanakas in Hawaii. Just take a look at her and you'll see why. They're so handsome, big and brown. Women follow her around and turn green with envy when she passes by. With the biggest Kanakas in Hawaii, all her girlfriends are as jealous as can be. Leilani's big Kanakas are continually discussed by her girlfriends who keep saying that she's got a lot of fuss. She'll hi-hat them when after all she's just a great big plus. With the biggest Kanakas in Hawaii, sweet Leilani, keep your Leilani. All women visitors have said, we love to bring back to the mainland those cute Kanaka boys instead. Seen them on the screen. On the coast of far off Maine, in the picture hurricane, her Kanakas made the biggest hit you've seen. For the public sure went for those Kanakas. They saw Hawaii, now they want to see some more. Leilani made so big a hit in pictures that they say they offered her a contract and a great big raise in pay. And every leading man in Hollywood is pulling strings to play.
Well, that that was the Three Old Roosters, at least that's what the title says, and before that was Ruth Walls. And I really digged and searched in the archives for those folks. You can probably sound by the old scratchiness. Some of those old tunes are almost impossible to play. All right, let's play one more tune dedicated to that special anatomy of the ladies out there. This is from the PodSafe Music Network, and it's Robert Ludd. And it's titled 99 Words for Boobs.
Jugs and orbs and darts and gourds, Elmer Fudds and bouncing Buddhas, sweater stretchers, lung protectors, beach umbrellas, frost detectors, Scooby snacks and snake eyes dice, Jell-O molds and high beam lights. Every day I probably use 99 words for boobs. Dumplings, hearty boys, double lattes, ode to joys, Hooters, shooters, physics, tutors, Bobsy twins and ball commuters, double, double UMDs, MREs and PFBs, Snow White dwarfs, Picasso's cubes, 99 words for boobs. Gerbers, servers, holy grails, whoopee cushions, humpback whales, flying saucers, traffic stoppers, super big gulps, double whoppers, pillows, billows, gondolillos, soft serve cones and armadillos, pimped out hubcaps, inner tubes, 99 words for boobs. Midget earmuffs, warming globes, strobes and probes and frontal lobes, knockers, honkers, knickerbonkers, smurfs and screaming yellow donkers, panning cannons, Mr. Biggs, big bad wolves and porky pigs, jogging partners, sailing youths, 99 words for boobs. Two-point jumpers, Bambi thumpers, rubber baby buggy bumpers, rutabagas, Kai Omegas, swag the showgirls show in Vegas, Congo bongos, bowling pins, fast pitch softball, Siamese twins. Your claims I'm breast obsessed are true. We're quite a pair, 'cause I'm a boob.
Boob. I love that. I hope you do too. I just discovered it the other day on the PodSafe Network. All right, let's come up with a couple other songs, and I'll let them explain what they're all about.
I got a gal who's mighty sweet, big blue eyes and tiny feet. Her name is Rosabel McKee, and she tips the scales at 303 OG. But ain't it grand to have a gal so big and fat that when you go to hug her, you don't know where you're at? You have to take a piece of chalk in your hand and hug a ways and chalk a mark to see where you began one day. I was a huggin' and a chalkin' and a chalkin' and a huggin' away when I met another fella with some chalk in his hand, a-comin' around the other way over the mountain, a-comin' around the other way. I'm weak, my bones don't ache, my joints don't creak, but I grow pale and I get limp every every time I see my baby blimp. Oh, gee, but ain't it grand to have a gal so big and fat that when you go to hug her,
you don't know where you're at, you have to take a piece of chalk in your hand and hug a bit and chalk a mark to see where you began.
One day, I was a hugging and a chalking and a begging her to be my bride.
When I met another fellow with some chalk in his hand,
coming around the other side,
over the mountain,
coming around the other side. She's a mile wide,
chalking up the mark down in Yellowstone Park.
When I met another fellow with some chalk in his hand, coming around the other side,
over the mountains, over the great divide.
Weighs 200 pounds, but she is just my kind of gal, the best one I have found. Can she pet? Oh, how she pets! Why, each night in the park I take my corn-fed mama out and neck where it is dark. She takes a little, what's it, where she goes, a little funny, what's it, always shows. But when she's cut down the street, a little, what's it, KBB, 'cause she's not too fat, she's not too thin, but where she sticks out, she should cave in. She takes a little, what's it, where she goes, and her what's it never grows. But when she struts right down the street, her little what's it can't be beat. But she's my gal, my dog-faced gal, from Nashville, Tennessee. She wears a number 9. Her feet are big and she is strong, this dog-faced gal of mine. And when we walk, we always go to places she likes best. I walk a while, then she sits down to let her what's it rest. Takes a little, what's it, where she goes, a little, what's it, never grows. When she struts right down the street, a little, what's it, can't be beat. But she's my gal, my dog-faced gal, from Nashville,
see. Now that was Jimmy Rogers, My What's It, and I think before that was Hoagy Carmichael, Huggin' and Chalkin'. Some great old party type tunes. And pardon a little bit if there's some popping in there. I'm getting used to this headset microphone combination. Seems like when I move my head too much, I get the popping sound or something. I'm going to try to work on the adjustment on the next break. All right, let's continue. And this is a song from Cliff Edwards. A lot of folks don't know, but Cliff Edwards in the early 30s was the voice of Jiminy Cricket of the Walt Disney. Of course, by these songs, you wouldn't think that that would be Cliff Edwards. But he had a dark side, too. So let's listen to Cliff Edwards, When I Was the Son of a Bee, from about the 1920s.
Oh. I had a dream last evening. It meant so much to me. Your mother was a flower. My father was a bee. I came into your garden. I was in ecstasy. When you were the daughter of a buttercup and I was the son of a bee. I flew right past the pansies, although they waved whoop to me. When you were the daughter of a buttercup and I was the son of a bee. We were behind the roses where we could not be seen. Your top was golden yellow, but your bottom it was all green. As I inhaled your fragrance, enraptured I would be. When you were the daughter of a buttercup and I was the son of a bee. Summer sun. The heliotropes were blushing as they watched us at our fun. I buzzed around your petals. It filled me with such glee. When you were the daughter of a buttercup and I was the son of a bee. Your mother had been dozing amid the morning dew. When we awoke, she said, my dear, what has he done to you? So I flew back to the pansy. They were so nice to me that I became the buttercup and you're the son of a bee.
Yes, and that was Cliff Edwards. You're the son of a bee. Oh, I was the son of a bee. Actually, that's the title of it. Oh, folks, I'm having too much fun here. I hope you're enjoying this podcast. All right, let's play another song since today is May the 12th when I'm recording this. So tomorrow will be Mother's Day, so let's dedicate this next song to Mother.
Now, I've been going with a girl about a year or so, I guess. And when her birthday rolled around, what to give her a present had me stumped, I must confess. Now, friends offered lots of suggestions, and I went out and got something that I thought was fine. And then, being afraid that she might not like it, I asked her if she'd come up and look at it sometime. Now, I still don't know what she thought I said, 'cause when she answered me, was my face red. She said, you'll have to show it to Mother before you give it to me, 'cause Mother is a connoisseur of things like that, you see. Mother could pick a good one even while taking a nap, and she took the one that Father gave her sitting on his lap. But I warn you, never show it to Father, 'cause he's rather different, I fear. And he never seemed to give a damn about anything queer. But Mother just adores it. She used to handle it, you see. And you'd better show it to Mother before you give it to me. In fact, you'll have to show it to Mother before you give it to me. 'Cause Mother was disappointed in the one she got to see. Father had always bragged and raved about the beauty that he had. But when he actually gave it to Mother, it was really pretty sad. It was only a little tiny one, lacking sparkle and zest. And Mother was a lady who was used to nothing but the best. But she still appreciates a good one, the old battle axe. She'd appreciate two or three. So you'd better show it to Mother before you give that necklace to me, I said. Before you give that
necklace to me.
Now, what did you think he was talking about, huh? You know, I may have to redo this in post-production. All right, this next song asks a very important question. And, you know, the storybooks never did give us the answer. Let you listen to it and see if you can decide.
Riding Hood has been so very good and still keeps the wolf from the door. Father and mother, she had none. So where in the world did the money come from? Please let me ask it, who filled her basket? The storybooks never tell. They say that she found the wolf in Granny's bed, a great big sunbonnet pulled over his head. But you know, and I know, what she found instead. How could Red Riding Hood have been so very good and still keep the wolf from the door?
That was the Plantation Planters about the early 1920s, probably 1923, 24, something like that. All right, let's play another song from the PodSafe Music Network. And this one, I'm sure a lot of you listeners can probably relate to. And you've probably met somebody like this. So this is from Ken Tertsky. And I'll just let the song say it for it.
That makes her special. The thing that makes her better than you. Her shit don't stink. Her shit don't stink. Her shit don't stink. Her shit don't stink. She cuts a fart and calls it music. She says she likes to pump her own gas. But let her smell your fear and it's over. At your funeral she'll be blowing taps. Her shit don't stink. Her shit don't stink. Her shit don't stink. Her shit don't stink.
People like that. I know I have.
Have you heard she was only a stableman?
No, not that one.
No. How about this one, then? She was only a postmaster's daughter, and I met her in the Strand. She gave me a glad optic, so I took that girl in hand. We cuddled in the darkness, and that baby wasn't stale. She was only a postmaster's daughter, but she knew how to handle the mail.
She was only a scoutmaster's daughter, and we met in Seven Dials. I was driving a nice two-seater, and she gave me some thrilling smiles. I whispered like to drive her, and she quickly jumped inside. She was only a scoutmaster's daughter, but couldn't that little girl guide?
She was only a tappy cup's daughter, and we met upon a hill. She was woolly, wild, and wicked, and she gave me quite a thrill. We wandered o'er the meadows, and she told me of her pop. She was only a tappy cup's daughter, but she just couldn't get me to stop.
She was only a magistrate's daughter, silence in the court. 10 minutes in the darkness, and I knew she was a sport. She was so very pleasing that I had to kiss that wench. She was only a magistrate's daughter, but she knew what to do on the bench.
If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has what you need. .com names as low as $1.99, plus world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much more. Plus, enter promo code BLU38 when you check out and save an additional 10% on your order. Get your piece of internet at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
Just a bashful boy in love with Mary Green. She is really the sweetest gal that I have ever seen. I've always lacked the courage to even squeeze her tight, but I've resolved to do my stuff when I see her tonight. I'm gonna give it to Mary with love. I've got something that she's fondest of. Now I know that she has had it before, and marries a gal that all the fellas adore. I'll let her take it right in her hand, 'cause I know she'll stroke it so grand. Like Jack and Jill, we'll both get a thrill when I give it to Mary with love. My little kitten, I'll give it to Mary with love. I'm gonna give it to Mary with love. She's my sweet, cute turtle dove. About my loving, she's always been keen. She'll say when I give it, it's the finest she's seen. She'll think of it long after I'm gone. I'm gonna put it right where it belongs. Like Cleo and Mark, we'll spoon in the park when I give it to Mary with love. I mean a necklace, I'll give it to Mary with love. Mary with love. When I do it, I may need a shove, because you see I'm so bashful and shy. I'm afraid she'll take it from some other guy. I want to be her number one man and give it the best that I can. I'll be daring and dashing, for she's my passion, when I give it to Mary with love. I mean a diamond, I'll give it to Mary with love.
Hemingway, I love a brave man. kiss her, she'd balk. The more he would persist, the more she would resist. Till one night he took her for a walk. He tried to kiss her in the garden, but in the garden she said no. He tried to take her on the old back porch, but on the back porch she wouldn't go. He tried to kiss her in so many places, but she just wouldn't go to bat. Then a thought came to his mind, he sneaked up from behind, and he kissed her where she sat.
People know how to enjoy life, I suppose. I am one of those. Ask my girl, she knows. Each night we meet in some secluded rendezvous. The things we say and do are really nothing new. I say yes, and she says no. I say please, I need it so. She says stop, or out you go. But we do it just the same. Then I beg for one more time. Love, I claim, is not a crime. She protests, she calls me swine. But we do it just the same. All day long while working, I keep dreaming of her charms. Thinking of the moment when I'll hold her in my arms. We will meet tonight, I know. In the parlor we will go. I'll say yes, and she'll say no, but we'll do it just the same.
He says, babe, sit on my lap. Close your eyes and take a nap. I say, no, sir, I'm no sap, but I do it just the same. He says, gosh, I'm in the mood. Make me happy as you should. I say, honey, please be good, and we do it just the same. Now I love it so much, I can hardly get enough. When it comes to kissing, I'll tell the world he knows his stuff. Now every night when lights are low, he says let's and I say whoa. He says yes and I say no, but we do it just the same.
We go driving through the park, find a spot that's nice and dark. She says, honey, please don't park, but we do it just the same. I say, fill my heart with cheer, make my worries disappear. She says, not tonight, my dear, but we do it just the same. There's a grand old saying, all good things in life are free. I don't spend a nickel, and I'm as happy as can be. When we marry, we will go on a honeymoon, I know. I'll say yes, and she'll say no, and we'll do it just the same.
I said no, he said please. I said no, he said please. I said no, he said please. Pretty baby. I said no, he
said, why? I said, no. He said, why? I said, no. He said, try. I said, maybe. He said, now. I said, well. He said, this is well. And you'll never know how much it will mean. So at last I confessed. I said, yes, 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 yes. That's how I.
Ending, huh? Yeah, I know you had your mind in the gutter thinking of something else. All right, let's finish this Banana 12 episode up with one last song from Arthur Godfrey. Slap her down again, Paul. Goodbye, everybody.
Here, gall darn you, take that, and that, and that. That's right, slap her down again, Paul, slap her down again. Make her tell us more, Paul, tell us where she's been. We don't want our neighbors talking about our kids. Slap her down again, Paul, slap her down again.
Well, Pa and Ma was so darn sore, they woke me up one night. There was some awful cussing, and Ma said Pa was right. They was a waiting Sister Bess who never kept her word. The sun came up as Bess came in, and this is what I heard.
Whoa.
Slap her down again, Pa, slap her down again. Make her tell us more, Pa, tell us where she's been. We don't want our neighbors talking about our kin. Slap her down again, Pa. Oh, slap her down again.
Unquote.
Now poor old Bess got so darn mad she ran away one day to meet that traveling salesman with city slicking ways. We ran and stood beside the road with shotguns by our side. Me and Deacon Pa and Ma who yelled as they came by.
Why don't you slap her down again, Pa? Slap her down again.
Yeah, make it tell us more, Pa. Tell us where she's been.
You know that we don't want our neighbors talking about our kin.
Slap her down again, Pa. Slap her down again.
Now, Ma and Pa, they planned for Bess to marry Deacon Brown and not that traveling salesman who always came around. They made poor Bessie go to church. Her face was mighty red. The deacon took one look at her, and this is what he said. Oh, slap her down again, Pa. Slap her down again. Make her tell us more, Pa. Tell us where she's been. We don't want our neighbors talking about our kin. Slap her down again, Pa. Oh, slap her down again.
Unquote.
Do-si-do. Boy, that It's hot stuff, ain't it? Well, the moral of the story, girls, is don't stay out too late unless you take your shoes off outside your peppy's gate. If Ma don't hear you coming in, she won't lay down the law, and you won't have to worry, cause she won't sing out to Pa. Oh,
slap her down again, Pa, slap her down again. Make her tell us more, Pa, tell us where she's been. We don't want our neighbors talking about our kids. Slap her down again, Pa, slap her down again.
Take that, and that, and that.
Hello, Mr. Play Internet Radio fan. This is your host, Clyde J. Kale. Would you like to listen to some more old-time radio shows? Do you have a particular series you're interested in? Well, then visit our website, www.mystery-otr.net. Again, that's www.mystery-otr.net.